Psalm 61 is pretty cool. I decided to title this Higher Than I. And again, when I put a title on a psalm, it's because I found some words in the psalm that will be, oh, I don't know, markers for my brain so that it runs across my brain and then, it kind of leads me around through the scriptures. That's kind of how I study. I know it's kind of weird. Psalm 61, Higher Than I. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I call to you when my heart is faint. So he feels far away and weak. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I am. So he's acknowledging that his deliverance and his strength is going to come from God. For you've been a refuge for me, a tower of strength against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge in the shelter of your wings. I lift this up, Selah, to the highway of praise that flows before the throne of the living God. God, you know me. You've heard my vows. You have given me the inheritance of those who fear your name. You will prolong the king's life. His years will be as many generations. Remember the promise that God made to David that there would never be a lack of a king on the throne? Well, that's his son Jesus. You know, his descendant Jesus. He's on the throne. Verse 7, he will abide before God forever, appoint loving kindness and truth that they may preserve him. So I will sing your praise. I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may pay my vows day by day. What does it mean to pay your vows? Well, I think it means to stay connected. I think that's the picture behind the vows. You know God is important, but you're distracted by life. But you pay your vows by renewing your connection. Our connection with the living God. Higher Than I, Psalm 61.